Well, welcome back to the TWBC podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot, and glad to have your presence once again. This is a few of the interviews from the participants in the women's and men's slalom final. There will be a few missing because, they're located on faraway points here at Robin Lake, and I will attempt to get interviews from the likes of Jamie Ball, from Will Asher, from Stephen Nephew. But that leaves us with quite a few to put here now, and the first one that you'll hear will be from Paige Rini. All right, Paige Rini, a nice little dip in there in the water, finding out that you placed in the women's slalom at the Masters for 2024. Your initial comments.
I'm just so happy to be here. I'm really an emotional wreck right now because this is just a really, really special tournament for me and my family. This is my 10th tournament of being at Masters, so I'm really excited that I got my first pro podium here for Masters.
Give us a sense of how rough it was out there and how challenging the conditions were right off the bat.
I mean, the first two passes were good, and then the wind came up a lot for my 35 and 38. But it's just survival out there. There's rollers, there's a lot going on, but it's so much fun.
All right, we've tracked down Neely Ross, and we're going to talk a little bit about slalom. But before that, let's get your analysis on the tricks, because there was some motor controversy at the end when the scores were being finalized, right?
Yeah, definitely a weird frame of mind going into slalom. I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of just in shock right now with everything. I'm excited, I'm a little heartbroken, it's a little bit of mix of emotions, but I'm just happy to be here. I did what I could today out on the water, and honestly, that's all I could ask for.
On the water. Well, the conditions out there, it wouldn't be Robin Lake if it didn't come without its challenges. How did it feel underfoot out there?
Yeah. I'll be honest. Well, I've only had one other slalom set in the Pro Masters slalom, which was last year, and I missed my opener because we had some tough conditions, but it definitely was really rolly out there. Very bumpy. That's all I'll say. Yeah.
All right. After this competition, what is your summer line out to be?
We're going to head up to Canada for a few days before going over to Europe for some tournaments over there. Don't have an exact plan yet, but we'll figure out a plan, and then I'll be in Canada for the rest of the summer after that.
Well, Adam Sattermeyer, you battled hard to get here. You battled even harder to get through 11 meters 38 off, but just running out of steam a little bit on the opening portion of 39 and a half off 10.75 meters in the final. But you must feel pretty happy with what you've done so far.
Yeah, no doubt. This is only my second Masters Finals after, you know, attempting to make it multiple times in the past years. Just happened to be back-to-back second finals, so I certainly am happy. I'd love to ski better in the finals, but, you know, it's just tough to kind of stay composed under pressure with the condition and everything else that we got going on here at the Masters. I mean, it's a big deal, and I can certainly feel it when I'm out there.
Talk about perspective, because you swam in, you were greeted by your kid, and you've got another one on the way. You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a whole different world, right? So, you know, in the last years, I came myself, just kind of focused on skiing. Now it's more of a family vacation, you know, exploring the Calaway Gardens and you know, doing the extra activities that the resort has to offer. It's been definitely a different experience, but a whole lot more fun.
Well, Cole McCormick, you're a big old champion in men's slalom at the 2024 Masters. Initial reaction, shock, whatever.
Honestly, a loss for words. Like, I never thought. I mean, I've been skiing well, but you just never know if it's going to be your day, and today was just my day. I mean, this seems to be my weekend, so I'll take it. Anyway, it's anyone's game any day. That's what men's slalom has taught me in the last 3 years, is more people running fours and threes now than any other time in our lives. So it's anyone's game.
Conditions out there challenging, and you celebrated by almost putting your head through the handle.
Yes, I did, but that's okay. I didn't put my head through the handle, and I won, so it's all worth it. I mean, it was harder in the first round because we had some pretty good wind here, but I kept my cool, and I thought, like, four ball was either a fall or I was going to turn and keep going, and I kept going, and then I wasn't stopping at five. It was either going to fall at five or I was going to get over to six, and I got there, so I made it.
Well, and you don't have to worry about qualifying for this tournament next year because you've already done that.
Oh, man, that's like just icing on top. But, oh, man, first pro win, and it's the Masters. Holy crap, man, that's awesome.
And before we conclude this episode, hold the phone, because I was able to get Regina Jaquist for a few comments about her slalom victory and also how she got on in the jump preliminary round the previous day. Here's Regina. All right, Regina Jaquist, not too long off the water in the women's slalom final, having taken the victory there. But let's go back a few more hours to yesterday after the women's jump event. Probably you didn't put yourself in the best frame of mind for today's action, but tell us what your analysis was there after the women's jump event.
Well, you know, I definitely came in here focusing on slalom. That was the goal, is just to make sure you make it into finals in slalom and win slalom. That was the main goal for the weekend. And then, of course, jump would have been a bonus to make finals. But jumping good, coming off the knees, I had a little other issue with the knee last summer. So everything's kind of coming back together, and it will be good. But my focus is always going to be on slalom and trying to run that 41 off pass. So kind of helped me just set up for today and just solely focus on slalom, not have to worry about reserving any energy. And ended up being a victory. So it's great. And it's actually my third in a row since my ACL. So exciting for that. And just kind of like a continued great comeback from that event in 2021 that I had to miss, the first Masters I've ever missed since I started.
Tell us about the conditions, because they tend to vary every single year, and even the setup varies in some ways from year to year. Comment a little bit about that to give the folks a little bit of an insight as to what you faced out there.
I mean, it's Robin Lake, so it doesn't really matter. I think even if it's not rolly and it seems great, you got the pressure, the pavilion, the athletes. You hear the announcers out there. You know, there's just people are in the water over at the beach area. So it's just every year, every pass, every moment's just different out there. But just nice to be able to take home a win with the Nazi vote.
And that concludes this episode of the TWBC podcast with the slalom event. Unable to get Stephen Nephew or Jamie Ball for the moment, but I will attempt to do so between now and the final podcast, which will summarize the happenings that happened during the jump event. But for now, it's ciao for now.